Welcome to the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast, where it's all about you, Mama. I am your host, Sheila. I am here to help the busy, overwhelmed mom reclaim her sanity, balance motherhood, her self-care, and to unapologetically grow. I am so happy you are here and hope you plan to stay a while. Kick your feet up, sit back, relax, so we can focus on you. Let's go, Cool Mama.
Hey, Cool Mamas, this is Sheila, and you are listening to episode 49 of the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast. Hey, girl, how are you? Well, you know, as always, I hope that you are doing well and feeling good from the inside out. It's that time. Time for another Cool Mama check-in. And as always, as I check in with myself, please take the time to also check in with you. After you listen to my check-in, pause and think about how you're feeling and just feel your feelings. That is the goal, is just to check in with you, feel your feelings, and to give yourself what you need based on how you feel. Let's normalize knowing how we are feeling and not just putting everybody else's feelings above our own, but knowing that we deserve the same good treatment to give ourselves what we need. Okay, well, let's talk about it. How is Sheila doing? I am overwhelmed. I am tired. I am in need of just a lot of rest and restoration. I'm in the middle of ending this semester for school. So my check-ins are going to incorporate a lot of school talk and how I'm feeling with what's going on and how it's just gelling into my life. So I'm getting towards the end of the semester. And with that comes, if you know, you know, because it like comes with a lot of just trying to end well, not being drained and tired. Like, now is not the time to not give your all the way you were giving it in the beginning and in the middle, like keeping that same energy. And I'm honestly having a hard time keeping that same energy. I know I'm going to do it. I know I'm going to keep going. But if I'm honest, I'm just really tired, you know, just trying to maintain that same level of drive and giving my all to being a mom to my three sons and giving my all to being a wife to my husband and all of the other relationships. We talked about that in the last episode. Like, it can be a real struggle sometimes, you know, and I just try to remain grateful for it all at the same time so that, you know, I could just keep a good perspective about what is happening and reminding myself about what I am doing and why. But currently I am very tired. It is late on a Sunday night right now, and I am just thinking about everything that I have to do, how much time that I have to get it done, and what it's going to require of me. And, you know, sometimes the thought of what is required is exhausting enough. So we're going to get into the topic soon about, you know, just making sure that we're giving ourselves what we need when we need it. I think that that just needs to be a continued conversation. And that's something that I'm dealing with currently today as we speak, giving myself what I need when I need it and not delaying it. And not ignoring my needs, not ignoring my wants. But yeah, you know, I'm just tired. I'm tired, girl. I'm pushing through though, and I hope that you're pushing through too. But also being honest about how you feel and what you need. So remember, take this time, think about what it is that you need. Think about what you are feeling, how you are feeling, and just take it from there. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into today's topic. Today, I want to talk to you about three ways that you can assess your needs and give yourself what you need when you need it. Okay, so let's get into number one. Number one, I want you to take a pause when overwhelm sets in. So take a pause and assess your needs. Sometimes it just gets way too easy to keep going and ignore the signs of overwhelm. That's what we do as moms, right? We do what we need to do. We feel like if we stop, that'll distract us, or whatever is needed won't get done. But don't let the ease of continuing to go allow you to ignore what you need, because we have to understand that our needs are emergent. They are important. And as moms, because we continue to go and go and go, it's important that we take pauses, and not just when we feel overwhelmed, but just take a pause, like maybe like schedule a pause. I feel like I'm going to start doing that myself. Pause once a day and check in with yourself, you know, and set a reminder on your phone, like, pause, what do you need? How are you doing? Right? Like we do the keep your cool mama check-in. Take a pause. It doesn't just have to be when you're overwhelmed, because if we practice this, then when we do it so often, it just won't happen when we're overwhelmed, and we'll be used to it and we'll stay connected to what we need and when we need it. Okay. So number two, pray. Now, if you've been listening to the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast for quite some time, you know that prayer is the number one thing that has helped me to get through motherhood. And I'm sure that if you are a believer in Christ, that prayer is probably one of those things that you can't live without when it comes to motherhood. But when it comes to yourself and your needs and things like that, pray and ask God for the capacity. Oh my God, I had to do that today. So many things to do with time that just seems like it's just not enough. And I just had to pause and pray and ask God for the capacity and the plan that He has for me. What do you want me to do today, Lord? How do you want me to go about this time that you have given me? Because I feel like sometimes we are just operating on our own timeline and leaving God out of it. And not purposely. It's just that we just get so used to just trying to solve problems and just keep going. But when we leave God out and not allowing Him to reveal to us what His plan is for our days, this gets us nowhere. It gets us nowhere but just continuing the same unhealthy cycles, right? And that just what keep us exhausted and overwhelmed. So pray. When you assess your needs, pray and ask God, like, how should I approach this, right? And He will, if you don't even know what you need, God will reveal to you what it is that you need. And you can pray and ask God to help you or just for Him to provide those answers and the needs, because He knows your every need and He has the solution to that, and He can provide it to you. Okay. So number three, rest. Now, this may be foreign to some of us as moms. Sometimes it is foreign to me, because what did I talk about? Us continuing to go and go and go with no stop in sight. Well, in order to know what we need to rest. So instead of burning both ends of the candle, take a minute to just rest. And that could be taking a nap or just sitting in silence. It doesn't necessarily have to be sleep, but just rest when you need it. Sometimes rest, it has to be taken in the times where it just feels inconvenient, right? Because anytime as moms, when we have to do something that is taking us off of our calendar of the things that we said that we needed to do, and we didn't include that in our calendar, maybe we just need to include rest in our calendar instead of just taking it when we are overwhelmed. But, you know, we do that sometimes, like when it's inconvenient and we're like, well, I don't have time to rest. No, you do. Because if you don't, what'll happen? What'll happen? More overwhelm, more anxiousness, more all of the things that we don't need to add on to the extra of what's going on, right? So do it anyway. If it's inconvenient, make it convenient and do it anyway. And in that time of rest, what happens is we can hear God a whole lot more clear. His voice is just clearer to us. His direction will save us. It'll save us some time and energy once we get back to life after resting. I remember I had a therapy appointment a few months back, and my therapist, I was talking to her about how I go to sleep on time, but it just seems like I'm still tired when I wake up. I wake up restless and I wake up in the middle of the night. I can't stay asleep and, you know, all of those things. And she said, well, it sounds like you need to rest before you go to sleep. And I found that very interesting because she said, you know, decompress like an hour before you go to bed, like just sit in silence or read a book or, you know, something that'll just slow your mind down. You know, just sitting with yourself and do something that you love that is calming. And, you know, for me, that is sometimes like my diffuser with my lavender. Or one of the newer things is like slowing down to like moisturize my skin, you know, just something that'll just help to calm your mind into rest. And I didn't think about that because sometimes we just think, well, I just need to go to sleep. But our brains are like still active and we haven't slowed down long enough to find out like, why am I just hyper and not able to slow down? And sleep doesn't even slow that down. We have to slow that down with rest. And when my therapist said that to me, I was like, oh my God, that makes so much sense. And when I do that, when I commit myself to resting before I go to sleep, my sleep is amazing. And when I don't, I'm waking up in the middle of the night, just tired and restless the next day. And one thing that I've been doing is meditating before I go to sleep and just putting myself in a restful state. And of course, praying and asking God to protect my mind and to give me a restful sleep as well, incorporating Him, right? Because He wants us to have rest. He doesn't want us to be exhausted and tired, because then we can't do the things that He has placed us on this earth to do in the way that He needs us to do it if we're exhausted. And we're moms, right? And it's like we have our own things that we need to do, but our children are so important to us, and we will do anything that we can to make sure that they get all of the love and the attention and care that they need. But I want you to remember, if you aren't rested, if you aren't giving yourself the things that you need, they get less of you. So let this episode, not just the rest, but this whole episode, the three things, taking a pause, praying, rest, knowing that when we do those things, we can give more of ourselves to our children and more of ourselves to ourselves and everyone else around us. There will be an overflow. So fill your cup up, give yourself what you need. Okay, mama. And so if you are feeling overwhelmed with life, I want you to try these three tips out for yourself on a consistent basis. Don't hesitate on giving yourself the love and the attention that you need and most definitely deserve, because you deserve it. Please share this episode with another mom that you know that you think she needs to hear this type of encouragement, okay? And please also subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on whatever platform you are listening to it on. Doing this can help the podcast reach more moms who are in need of some extra encouragement. Thank you so much for listening. I love you, ladies. And until next time, remember to keep your cool, mama. Bye-bye.